Pakistan's release of captured Indian Air Force pilot Abhinandan Vartman on Friday has been hailed as a peace gesture made by Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan amid heightened tensions between the two countries. But the move appears not to have reduced hostilities along the de facto Indo-Pakistani border in the disputed Kashmir region. At least 7 people were killed in the latest exchange of fire between the neighboring countries. The developments have triggered notes of pessimism about the situation.
Imran Khan's peace gesture is a good step. However, on one hand, Pakistan wants peace, and on the other hand, there is constant firing from across the border. I doubt they are going to keep quiet.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has not responded to the peace gesture by Imran Khan. Modi has even hinted at further action. Some analysts believe Modi is using the situation to score political points.
Now that the kind of hysteria and triumphalism that came after Balakot has been in some way diminished, there would certainly be a temptation in unscrupulous political quarters to try to engineer something again which would keep issues alive till the election, in favor of the ruling party.
The issue of what Indians see as terrorist groups has been a major challenge for governments in New Delhi in recent years. National elections to re-elect a new government in India will be held in May. For Prime Minister Modi, this will be his greatest challenge as he attempts to win a second term in office.
Prime Minister Modi can't go to the national election looking less than, shall we say, strong and resolute when it comes to dealing with terrorism, because that was the very charge that was levied against his predecessor, Dr. Manmohan Singh, as not being strong enough and firm enough when it comes to dealing with terrorism.
India and Pakistan fought a full-scale war over Kashmir in 1971. They have enjoyed a violent peace ever since. Though there has been no indication of de-escalations of tensions from both countries so far, analysts say India's options are open and it will be closely monitoring what Islamabad does to deal with those terror groups that are operating in their country. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.